Hey y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run. I am your host, Allie Ann, and today I wanted to share a mid-month motivation. I know midweek is very popular, and I wanted to try a mid-month one since I will be focusing on giving one podcast out a month. So I was thinking, hey, why not try a mid-month motivation? So this is the first one in this idea, I guess you could call it. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you're having a very good weekend. If you are new to the podcast, thank you very much for joining us. I hope you find what you hear here encouraging and fun and something to draw you closer to God. And if you are a repeat listener, thank you very much for tuning in again. And without further ado, let's get right into the episode. So I just wanted to pop in really quick, and the mantra that I had talked about in the previous episode, I finally figured out what it was, and it was three words. It was, don't fight it. And for some reason, that really, really encouraged me to keep my perspective in a different spot. Whatever we try and fight in our life, whether it be a fear, a lie, a temptation to do wrong, just whatever it is, say you have some kind of trial going on in your life, or you are depressed about something, whatever we focus our mind on, we are going to focus on. Essentially, whatever our hearts are turned to, we're going to think about that. So if we're constantly dwelling on, say, our bitterness, we're going to stay bitter, and we're actually going to ingrain that more and more into our heart. And the first step to getting out of that is to not fight it, because we are constantly then dwelling on it and just ingrains it into our hearts and into our minds even more. And out of our heart, oh, what's the verse? It says, keep our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the wellsprings of life. I think that's what it says. So by not fighting whatever it is you're wanting to fight, the best way is to acknowledge that you have the temptation, the fear, the lie, whatever it is. If you try and stuff it down, you imagine putting it into a pressure canner, because that's what you would be doing. And over time, that is going to create pressure, and an uncontrolled pressure canner does not do good things if it explodes. We've had the tops blow off of ours, not the actual lid, but like the tops. And we've had cans break inside of it. So you really don't want to have a pressure canner in your heart so that it eventually explodes. So the best way to stay away from that is to just acknowledge whatever the problem is, take it to God, and tell him all about it, have a conversation with it about him, or with him about it, and really just let that draw you closer to him. Just surrender whatever it is, even if it's a good thought. I mean, taking those thoughts and I've had trouble fantasizing about, you know, like witnessing to people or sharing my testimony, or of course, you know, every girl thinks of guys, so I've had those too, and I've always taken those to God and been like, I'm sorry, I want to focus on what's true, what's right now. And he's like, no, I want you to dream with me. Dream with me about it. I want to talk about it. I like want to hear what's on your mind, what's on your heart. And so that has really drawn me closer to him as well. But the real test is going to be us taking those wrong thoughts to God and saying, like, God, I really I really want to say this to this person right now. And it's, as you could say, it's, they're hurting you. Tell them that, just tell them everything. And not only is that going to change your perspective to want to do right, it's going to draw you closer to Him. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, whatever we are turning our hearts to, whatever we are fighting against, whatever we are focusing on, that is what we are going to continue doing. So I would encourage you to just try to start taking everything to God. It definitely takes practice, believe me. I have really struggled with that, and I'm still working on it. I know a lot of my friends who it has taken them a long time as well. And just learning to take everything to God is going to be practice to make it perfect, and you will not regret it. It's like having a conversation with your best friend over time, and it's really, really worth the effort of continually taking your thoughts or whatever to Christ. So thank you so much for tuning in to this month's motivation. I hope it was encouraging to you all. I hope it gave you some kind of motivation to draw closer to Christ and to really just seek after Him more. And I know it has really been helpful for me, and I've heard of from plenty of other young ladies who it has been super beneficial for them as well. And I mean, that's why we're here on earth, is because this is the only time we can practice faith. And that is something that really pleases God. We actually can't please Him without faith. So this is the perfect opportunity to just really draw closer to Him and really just cast your thoughts on Him and let Him take care of your burdens and fight your battles. It's not your job to fight it, so don't fight it. I am taking a walk while I am recording this podcast, so I may sound a little out of breath. I've listened to a little bit of the podcast already, and I'm sorry. Hopefully that doesn't draw too much attention to itself. So I will end today with a blessing for you all. May God really bless you with a deep desire to know Him more intimately, to really draw closer to Him. And just please, if you have any prayer requests or any praise reports, we are always happy to hear them. You can get in contact with us on our website at bestillandrun.com/connect with us, or connect. It might be, I don't know. I should check that out. But if you go to our website at Be Still and Run, you will see on there, connect with us, and that's where you can get in contact with us. I should really check out the URL for that, so I don't have to send you guys somewhere you shouldn't be. So I will end today's episode, and I hope you guys all have a wonderful next few weeks, and I will see you soon. Hey y'all, so before you go, I wanted to point out that I published a blog post on February 28th that sort of goes along with this mid-month motivation, as well as the last podcast I did on February 25th. The stories kind of all go along together, and I just wanted to share with you, it's 5 steps to letting God fight your problems, and it's just a few things that I have been doing in my own life with different things to allow God to fight for me so that I don't have to carry a burden or just try to take on more than I should be. And for the few things that I have been able to surrender to him and let him fight, it has really been very enjoyable and a lot easier to deal with the problem. So I just wanted to point that out and give you guys the opportunity to head over there and look that up if you're interested. I love you ladies so much, and I pray that you are able to really get to know God more over the next, the rest of the year. Just draw closer to him and whatever you do and wherever God leads you. And I will see you soon.